public facilities and services?
I have information from everybody except the school. I've had two efforts to get information from them. And school's going to be starting soon. I don't know what that does to administration for this purpose, but it might not do good things. So I'm going to try one more time on my own. And then I think I'm going to ask Tom Luttrell to ask them for information if they aren't forthcoming.
Oh, good call.
Huh?
Good call. What's that on now?
Schools.
Because public facilities and services,
Mike. I know the high school had just put a bathroom up there, but there were 25 people by the high school, a four toilet up there. One. We're probably going to need to get another one because it has to be handicapped accessible.
Yeah.
I know they just put one up there a couple of days ago because the football team used it to practice up there.
Now, our problem is the information we have is from 2002 about the school organization, and since then it's been totally reorganized from SAD 5 to RSU 13, and so there's just lots of information we don't have about personnel and all that stuff. So I'm kind of hammering on the financial guy, I think. I've asked him for, if they've written a grant application, they're bound to have all that stuff, you know, as a description of the school system. And I've, I'm not asking them to write anything for me. I just want copies of what they have. But anyway, I'll ask Tom if I can't get any other. And the only other thing I'm waiting on is wastewater treatment. Terry, I don't know if Terry's still out or how that's...
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on with Terry.
On the phone, so.
But his assistant, who is relatively new, was asked to handle it. And when I spoke with her about it, she said, oh, it's going to be a group project. I got to ask everybody else to help me with it. And that apparently hasn't happened yet. So I will hammer on her a little bit more. But otherwise, I have everything else together. I just need to kind of get it in some format to give to Anne to look at and see what else we need to know about those things before.
Okay. Oh, I forgot. I did do something else for my chapter.
What's chapter?
The land use one.
Were you done?
I'm done. Okay.
Oh, let me just ask, are there any other public facilities that the city has that come under that purview? Is the rec center? Or?
Oh, every department under the city, police, fire, all of that.
So we reviewed all
John's
of those
office,
at another meeting.
Okay.
What would happen with the rec center?
We talked about the equipment and all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, good, because it's sort of the public,
that, I think
public resources.
Yep.
Julie's thing?
What is mine?
What is going to be happening to the rec center when the YMCA moves out, which is not too long a time?
No, they're not moving out. But we'll get to me in a minute.
Huh?
We'll get to me in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Because that's my chapter. So we have a couple more to get through.
Hazard mitigation. I don't know anything more about hazard mitigation. I don't think there's much more to that. So that's
you ready to move?
Forest fires?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost certainly, the county level FEMA folks, or what do they call that, the local emergency planning commissions and so on, they keep lists of those hazardous materials, which is a lot more.
They gave me everything.
A lot more
which
than
isn't much, to tell you. This is natural hazards, and so they're not.
Oh,
very
I see.
Steep places.
Have you looked at the comp plan by any chance? So I don't have it up here right now, but it is on the city website if you want to take a look at it and see if there's anything else that you might think.
Sort of a gap analysis.
Something like that would be helpful. And like I said, if you want to send me anything, I can forward it on to whoever.
Okay.
Is that it, Kelly?
Yeah.
And what did you have that was the
difference? So I did send emails for the current, the land use pattern. I sent that to WEDAC and the planning board with questions for them, which was mainly overall to review, but specifically to like weigh in on each kind of like residential, commercial, industrial, if they had any kind of more detail and inventory of each and trends that they were seeing. But it sounds like I don't think that the planning department or planning board got that email even yet?
They got the email, but there wasn't any way they could take it up at until probably next month.
Look at it till September. And similarly, Joanne finally got the email because I think it went to her spam folder, and she is asking people to sit down for it specifically next month.
Oh, nice.
And I think if I can go to that, she'd like someone.
And to be correct, what John said was the soonest the planning board could look at it is September.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they will look at it in September.
Because
they have a full boat they have to deal with. I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of like a stakeholder question, so it'd be great if they can weigh in. But
if he's in tomorrow, I'll ask him if he could just shoot a confirmation email that when it would be discussed.
I mean, in some ways, it's something that'd be nice that, given their purview, if they would just disseminate to their members to read on their own even, and they don't have to discuss it as a group, even if they wanted to give an insight, like the chair wanted, or anyone that has knowledge of the history, kind of the last 5 to 10 years, what's been happening often, really. I mean, Eric would be the best because he's been there for so long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.